blocking is very important. It's huge. Just those stretch runs, getting the edge, or they're in the backfield. Blocking is definitely useful for the tight end.
Was there much criticism after that game the other night? After all the negative plays?
Constructive. Good criticism. You need that definitely to get better and move forward. But, yeah, you need that.
How do you react when, you know, Matt, Ben obviously was talking about you and your blocking publicly? How do you take that criticism in this public?
You got to get better. Improve. I'm going to practice this day. Pay attention closer to the phone. Watch more film. And details, definitely. Like first step, second step, everything about it.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's made into a simplistic kind of situation where, well, just block better. What do you focus on? You mentioned the details. How do you become a better blocker when you really don't have that many opportunities to get into live speed until you get out there in the game?
Yeah, once again, film work. You look at your certain game or practice that you blocks at, your hand placement, whether it's too high or too low. And once again, the footwork, that's really important. And that's the right way, also in blocking. Really important.
How much would you ask to block it, first of all, at Stony Brook?
Very little.
Yeah.
Very little, but I can get the job done.
I mean, you were... They wanted to get the ball in your hands, right?
Right.
And how about at Florida State?
Probably half, 50-50.
So do you feel you come in with a good skill set for it, or it's kind of an open book you got to clean up here?
Good skill set for it, definitely. Just being shorter, it might be lower to the ground with gravity, so it makes it maybe easy for me sometimes, especially when I'm in full position, but I can get the job done. Yeah.
Right, as opposed to someone like Larry, who you say he's got to get lower, he's so tall. I mean, you think you're built to be a good blocker?
Yes.
Yeah. And does it, I mean, is it a mentality? I mean, it's not where the glory is, sir.
No, it's definitely with a mentality. You just got to know that snap goes, you got to go, no matter what it is.
When you got here to make it as a free agent last year, I mean, the focus had to be on making an impact on offensive production, right? I mean, isn't that where you felt that's how you had to make the team to begin with?
Anyway, whether it's special teams or offense, defense, blocking or receiving, but I know definitely receiving is a strong point for me, so I definitely try to excel at that the highest I can, definitely.
How different is the offense when you have a game plan as opposed to a preseason vanilla?
It's a difference, that's for sure. You can definitely feel it. You're more zeroed in on that DN or that linebacker that's got to guard you or try to hit you. You can focus in a little more instead of kind of jumping around and I get the details, but it's a little different, yes.
Any part of you this week, think back to a year ago and where you were and where you are now, just how different it is this week emotionally for you?
It's different, yeah. Last year I was definitely nervous, you know, what was going on, but a little more confidence, definitely. I can feel it.
And do you feel like you're playing a lot faster offensively, you know, a lot more comfortable out there?
I do, I am. I'm playing a lot faster, but I know I can play it. Still, I can get better at it.